family dressed in black, right?
Most of the time, the wife would be in black. Not all the family, just the wife, if she was a widow, or if it was her husband, he'd wear a black suit.
She was in?
In mourning.
Now, what about that disease that you get stiff?
Well, they always call it old Arthur's back at me. They want to say, well, who are arthritis?
Stiff in your
joints. Some call it arthritis. I have a little gout once in a while, and that has an effect on me. In my toe. And it's practically the same thing.
The
what?
The disease of royalty.
Oh, well. I used to eat a lot of steaks, but I cut them out.
Now, if you ate something that didn't agree with you, it made you sick.
No idea. You'd be not sick on the stomach.
And you had to go out and
vomit. Or puke, some would say. Back a few years ago, they'd be packed on them and say, I got a puke, or he puked all over everything. That's a peculiar name. But you just say it.
What food make you that way?
I didn't ever have much food to make me too sick until I've got in my condition now. Too much food will make me nauseous and sick. And I don't say it's the food. It may be my condition that will cause me to vomit. One of my doctors said that when he got too much to eat, he tried to force himself to vomit. He said a lot of time it would bring on a heart attack if he didn't vomit.
Yeah. Now, about the food you ate, wheat, bacon, loaves.
Flour.
Wheat, flour, bacon, loaves, what do you make for?
Make bread, light bread.
There was a difference between, did y'all make a lot of your bread?
We made all of our bread. We didn't buy bread.
Bread you made?
When we were back young with the children, no. Mother and them, we make that bread. Biscuits was made too. We called it bread, but the name of it was biscuit. If you want to make light bread, they'd get some yeast and put it in the flour and let it rise, or somehow or another it would make a lighter bread.
Anything else you'd make out of wheat flour, out of a dough,
make up a dough? You can make what we call cookies, syrup cookies, molasses cookies, ginger cookies. In fact, me and the wife cooked some of them not too long ago, and they were real good. And everybody come in, we'd serve them some of those gingerbread cookies, or molasses cookies, you'd say, and everybody enjoyed them. And back when we were coming up during the Depression, we didn't know anything about expensive meats. We made what we call flour gravy. I don't know if you've ever heard
Doodly
of
gravy.
Flour gravy. She put milk and flour together, thin it down, pepper, salt, and season it up, and cook it to a certain consistency, and it was good. I was in the mountains just a while back, and I heard a friend of mine that stayed here with us talk about white gravy. But we didn't make it. My mother didn't make what she called white gravy. She'd put it in there and brown it a little bit, the flour, and it would turn it brown, and then when she poured the other in, it stirred it up, it'd make brown gravy. But it was all the same thing, just different color. May have had a little different taste, I don't know, but they served white gravy for breakfast up there. It's a delicacy to them, I reckon.
Yeah, cornmeal. What did you make out of that?
Cornbread. We make cornbread muffins.